भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट वर्स 26। So we'll just repeat the words word by word, and then we'll go to the synonyms.
Kvachin mitho vivaharan yat kinche dhanam anyebhyo va kanika matram api apaharan yat kinche va विद्वेषं एति वित्त साध्यात्।
सिनोनिम्स क्वचित
समटाइम्स मिथ विथ वन अनदर व्यवहारं ट्रेडिंग यत् किंचित् व्हाट एवर लिटिल बिट धनम मनी अन्येभ्य फ्रॉम अदर्स वा और कानिका मात्रम अ वेरी स्मॉल अमाउंट 20 कौड़ीज अपी सर्टेनली अपहरण टेकिंग अवे बाय चीटिंग यत् किंचे व्हाट एवर स्मॉल अमाउंट वा और विद्वेषम सॉरी विद्वेषमेति क्रिएट्स एनमिटी वित्त शात्यात् बिकॉज ऑफ चीटिंग।
ट्रांसलेशन
एज फार एज ट्रांजेक्शन विथ मनी आर कंसर्न इफ वन पर्सन चीट्स अनदर बाय अ फाथिंग और लेस दे बिकम एनिमीज
पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की।
दिस इज कॉल्ड संसार धावना। Even in ordinary transactions between two people, there is invariably cheating because the conditioned soul is defective in four ways. He is illusioned, he commits mistake, his knowledge is imperfect, and he has a propensity to cheat. Unless one is liberated from material conditioning, these four defects must be there. Consequently, every man has a cheating propensity, which is employed in business or money transactions. Although two friends may be living peacefully together, due to their propensity to cheat, they become enemies when there is a transaction between them. A philosopher accuses an economist of being a cheater, and an economist may accuse a philosopher of being a cheater when he comes in contact with money. In any case, this is the condition of material life. One may profess a high philosophy, but when one is in need of money, he becomes a cheater. In this material world, so-called scientists, philosophers, and economists are nothing but cheaters in one way or another. The scientists are cheaters because they present so many bogus things in the name of science. They propose going to the moon, but actually they end up cheating the entire public of large sums of money for their experiments. They cannot do anything useful. Unless one can find a person transcendental to the four basic defects, one should not accept advice and become a victim of the material condition. The best process is to take the advice and instructions of Sri Krishna or his bona fide representative. In this way, one can be happy in this life and the next.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनाभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले
Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Vishnu Vishakam Vitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauritushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Karubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. For seeking blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that we can discuss something on this topmost subject matter, Srimad Bhagavatam. Here we are continuing the chapter of Forest of Enjoyment where Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj but in different ways with an allegory how this material world and what are the different objects and what is their meaning and how a conditioned soul actually entangles. This is most wonderful that everything is given but still soul gets entangled. So after talking about different objects he comes to now talking about money. And how money plays an important role. And we have heard so many times that money and sex life, these are the two things which is like most powerful shackles of the material energy of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes in translation, as far as transactions with money are concerned, if one person cheats another by a farthing or less, they become enemies. And then Srila Prabhupada says, this is called samsara dhamana. Why? Because why Prabhupada is writing first line as this material world is like a blazing forest fire. Even in ordinary transaction between two people, there's a fight, there's an enmity. Prabhupada explains further that this enmity or this problem is not happening because of money itself. The problem is because of four defects. And here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada explains more on the cheating propensity. Goes on to explain how everyone in the world is actually cheating another person. Not only for one reason. For the money he wants to acquire from the other. Prabhupada writes about the scientist and the philosophers. So recently I came to know, I was not aware, why so many research institutes people are, making? Why there are so many research institutes, so many research is happening in every field? So one of my friend who was working in one of the research institute, he said, so much money comes from government. Just so that, a person who has done either a PhD or who has acquired some name in that field, if he has to do research, every facility will be provided. So government gives so much of money and we read so many times that all the taxpayers' money is going in research. And what is the conclusion of that result?
What is the conclusion of research? Coming out to the same conclusion we already given. Rather, different, deviant conclusion. Here Srila Prabhupada gives the example of person, you know, the scientist going to the moon and how it was completely a false propaganda which was made, and so many billions and millions of dollars were spent. This is all the cheating propensity. So wherever money is involved, cheating is there. Because the conditioned soul has the tendency. Wherever he sees sense gratification, and money provides all the sense gratification, so he becomes affected. And he is ready to do anything and everything in the world to acquire that. We see an example of, in a story of Ajamil. Just to feed, you know, the prostitute and her children, Ajamil was ready to do anything. He will go and kidnap people. He will go and steal money. And he will rob people. He will take loan. There are four things how he used to earn money. The fourth thing is he will take loan and never to return back. The four ways how he used to earn money. And the four, all the ways, cheating is required. So that's why nowadays, like, we are going, you know, and addressing people to give money. So, scriptures, it is said, money earned in any ways, there is some sin involved, especially in Kali Yuga. We cannot earn money in a sinless way. Even a person may be very pious brahmana, some sin is there. So what is the remedy, what is the solution to get out of that? Is the charity. So we approach people with that for the Gita Dhan. And Srila Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam introduction, a transcendentalist has nothing to do with money and woman. This money and woman means opposite sex. For a man it's woman, for a woman it's man. The money and woman is a very intertwined, you can say, or interconnected. Here in this chapter, Sukadev Goswami comes and explains few words back about the woman. And then he is now talking about money. After two verses, again he is coming back to woman. How a person, you know, gets entangled and forgets everything about Krishna consciousness when he is embraced by his wife. So again coming back. So one is running behind woman to enjoy, and for that he needs money, and when he gets money, you know, he is spending that money again for them. So anyway, by hook or by crook, get money. That is the thing. Prabhupada says, sorry, this Charvak Muni, Prabhupada quotes so many times, Charvak Muni, you know, Ritam Kritva, Gritam Pipet. But somehow or the other, beg, borrow or steal, but acquire some ghee and drink and enjoy the life. Why? Because there is no other life. So, in entire Bhagavatam, there are many other instances where we see where opulence is involved, but there is no guidance. So money in itself, as we discussed, it's not a problem. But how a person is using that money? King Vena, we see in Bhagavatam, got so much opulence. And Prabhupada gives this example of King Vena in teachings of Queen Kunti. A person is becoming so much opulent and he starts thinking of himself, the doer, and he thinks, I am God. And that is where the problem is. Why there was a problem in the case of King Vena? Because he was not accepting any superior guidance. So if dealing with the material energy, if the soul takes guidance, like Srila Prabhupada writes in here, the best process is to take advice and instruction from Krishna or his bona fide representative. So any material energy is involved, or we are getting involved with any kind of material energy, until and unless we are guided by bona fide representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will get entangled. There is no way out that we will be out of that. So King Vena's case, that was the problem. Rather, Dhruva Maharaj was given unlimited opulences. unmatchable opulence anyone could ever achieve in this material world was given to Dhruva. And Lord assured him that he will not get entangled because he was taking guidance. One practical example, many practical examples, like once some disciples of Srila Prabhupada said, you know, Prabhupada, we are selling books, we are selling other items, and we need more money to build temples and to preach. So let us start this bell metal. We'll take some bell metal, we'll mix with mercury and make it gold and sell in the market. When you take bell metal and mix it with mercury, it becomes gold. So he said, we'll do that, his devotee said, and then we'll sell. So Prabhupada, that time I don't know what Prabhupada said, but I heard lecture after that, what Prabhupada gave, was talking about that, Punar Mushika Bhava. He said that today our main business is just to sell books. And then we are expanding to other peripheral area and now coming to jewelry. So Prabhupada calls this, again we are thinking of the material life. So anyone would have easily been charmed by this proposal, let's make gold at home and we are making temples. We are not misutilizing the money. We are building temples for Krishna. But then devotees very smartly accepted the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and they didn't go for that business. This is another example. I was just hearing one of the first scandal in India, biggest was like Harshad Mehta, some 15 years back, 3000 something crore rupees, big at that time. So Harshad Mehta has one very close friend who is a devotee. So when Harshad Mehta wanted to do this, he invited this devotee, an initiated devotee, invited devotee, let us both become partners. And you know, now what he did was not completely illegal in one way, he manipulated some things. So manipulation means cheating propensity was involved. And this devotee was a classmate of Harshad Mehta and he is a mastermind. So he said, let us both, you know, join hands and we will get so much crore, so many crores of rupees. And this is very alluring. As a devotee, first thought will never come that, oh, I will enjoy. No, first thought will come, I will use it for Krishna's service. Then other thought will come later. So when the thought came that let me join hands with Harshad Mehta, and I'll earn so many crores of rupees, we can build a huge temple for Krishna. But then, Krishna inspired the devotee, and the devotee went and asked another senior devotee, that what shall be done in this case? So the senior devotee said, he said, Prabhu, you know, we'll get so much money, let us utilize in building Krishna's temple. Anyway, we require, we'll propagate and we'll expand this mission of Srila Prabhupada. So the senior devotee said, I'm not interested in your money. We don't need your money, we need you. And then he rejected the idea. And we saw what are the consequences. Where was Harshad Mehta? Nonetheless, because Harshad Mehta was associated with devotee, when he went to jail, the first thing he said, I need a Japamala and Bhagavad Gita to read. And he started reading. So here we see, you know, two extreme examples and how the association can make such a difference. So it is not the money involved. Money was involved so much. But because the devotee took guidance, he was safe. Today, in verse number 41, in teachings of Queen Kunti, I was hearing today, Srila Prabhupada says, this example of moth entering the fire. Actually, fire looks, you know, golden in color, golden yellowish in color, beautiful, blazing. Similarly, for a conditioned soul, money and woman is like blazing fire, which appears very, very beautiful and alluring. And he goes running blindly for the
acquiring them and to enjoy that. And because he is, that is anyways fire, so the result is same what happens to the moth. In the morning, and the moth is running towards the light, but in morning we see so many of them are just killed. Here in teachings of Rishabhdev also, Lord Rishabhdev says, Mahat swaram, mahat sevam, dwaram ahor vimuktes, tamo dwaram, yoshitam sanghi sangam. So yoshitam, Srila Prabhupada translates as money and woman, both. And sanghi sangam, one who is a lusty man. So this is the entanglement for a transcendentalist. And that's why Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam introduction that a transcendentalist has nothing to do with money and woman. Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter to one of his disciples where he says, I'll just read out. If you get money without any aim, we are going and asking donation. But if there is no aim in that, we are not specific that how to utilize that money. If you get money without any aim, you must be a drunkard, woman hunter and meat eater. Not only on this planet, but in heavenly planets. If you get these two, money and woman, money automatically one person becomes drunkard, meat eater and woman hunter. Everything follows. Not only in this planet, proper in the upper planets also. Then he writes one more letter to Garga Muni Prabhu. He says, go on preaching for now. So far money matters, that we shall see later. Preaching is our life. The Prabhupada is indicating that we not need to worry about that. We'll go, money will come. And then again he writes to another devotee. You know, maybe one devotee has proposed that how we can make money. You know, he gave an idea that we'll start this concept and we'll earn lot of money. Prabhupada says, you make lots of money and spend lots of money. Don't keep anything in pocket. Prabhupada is not saying. Prabhupada says so many times that we are not those sadhus who will just, you know, we don't want money. Like there was one sadhu, one saintly person who will advertise, and his disciples will go all over the world advertising saying that our Guru Maharaj does not even touch money. Prabhupada saying we are not like that. Money is also Krishna's energy. We accept whatever comes, entire world, you know, money you bring, and we will employ that in Krishna's service. Hey, Prabhupada is saying, don't keep the money. So many letters, so many conversations, in lectures, Prabhupada has given very minute details how to deal with money. What is involved in that? Here in this purpose also, same Prabhupada writes, this is all about guiding, otherwise the person will. Because of the conditioned nature, one who is not free from four defects, he actually cannot handle material energy. So it requires the guidance of Guru. Everyone requires the guidance of bona fide Guru. Prabhupada, once disciples came and collected lot of money for food for life. So they said to the people that we'll do food for life. We'll do this, you know, give khichdi or food to other people, to hungry people. So we need money. So people donated. But then there was shortage of money for printing of books. So they took money and started printing books. And Prabhupada came to know Prabhupada very heavy. Prabhupada said, if you are taking money for some purpose, you know, you're asking for money from the public for certain purpose, it's your responsibility to utilize money in the same purpose. And then devotees took money back and started. Rather, that was not a big deal. Money is invested in Krishna's service. But Prabhupada was very particular how to spend money, how not to keep it. Keeping itself is Lakshmi. Another name of Lakshmi Devi is Chanchala. She is very fickle in nature. She does not stay anywhere apart from where Lord Narayan is staying. Even though we see in Prabhupada's life once Bhakti Charu Maharaj was saying. Bhakti Charu Maharaj in 1972 or 73 went to Prabhupada's room in Calcutta, and he was like new, chanting Sixteen Rounds, joined Brahmacharya Ashram, but still new to ISKCON. So he said, okay, Prabhupada is sitting alone, I will go and take his association. So he went inside. Now he said, I had a different conception of sadhu. He has seen Prabhupada once or twice giving lecture, now he is associating with him in his room. So when he opened the door, Prabhupada was alone counting money. So Prabhupada was counting money. Bhakti Charumara was shocked. He said, I was shocked, you know, seeing a sannyasi counting money. And Prabhupada just looked and he said, come and sit. And Prabhupada continued counting his money. And when everything was over, he wrote his accounting, we know his accounting. Prabhupada told Kamal Krishna Maharaj, don't destroy any paper for 7 years. Any transaction, money involved, don't destroy that paper for 7 years. That detail. Harishwari Prabhu also has one, Harishwari Prabhu or Ashwatthakirti Prabhu. One person came and gave donation, 10 rupees. One person came in Juhu and gave Prabhupada 10 rupees. And Prabhupada got up and went to his room. So one of his personal secretary, I don't know, Harishwari Prabhu or Ashwatthakirti Prabhu, he kept the money in the pocket saying that I will give to Prabhupada later. Prabhupada has gone, not good to give Prabhupada in the hand. So he kept and he took all Prabhupada's paraphernalia and he went. The next day, after 2-3 days, and he forgot, Prabhuji almost forgot. After 2-3 days, Prabhupada was leaving Bombay, going to some other place, travelling. So he came to, I think it was Ashwatthakirti Prabhu. He came to Ashwatthakirti Prabhu and he said, okay, because he was travelling with Harishwari Prabhu. He said, so, I'm leaving. He paid obeisances. Okay, Prabhupada. Again he said, so, anything you want to say or give? He started thinking, he said, no, Prabhupada. Again Prabhupada said. Prabhupada again waited for a few moments. He said, anything you want to give to me? I'm traveling. And he said, he started thinking and he could not, you know, even understand. That was just 10 rupees. He could not even think in the deal that Prabhupada is talking about there. Then Prabhupada pointed to his finger. Sorry, pointed his finger to the pocket. You want to give me something? And then he realized, oh, he has 10 rupees in the pocket. Still in the pocket, which is supposed to be given to Prabhupada 3 days back. He forgot. Then Prabhupada, yeah, 10 rupees. So Prabhupada said, go and deposit. Prabhupada took that money, gave to another devotee. He said, go and deposit in my account in the bank and get me the receipt. Such pure and transparent transactions. In matter of woman, we have another great example of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he talks, where he shows by his live example the purity and transparency in dealing with women. Srila Prabhupada says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was almost 60 years at that time, sannyasi, but a staunch sannyasi. Yeah. Powerful, but just to, you know, live, just to give the example for the world to follow. When a young Mataji was disciple, was early 20s, she came to meet. So Bhaktisiddhanta said, so what you want to speak? She said, I want to speak with you in alone. I want to tell something, but not in front of anyone. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had one brahmachari in his room. He said, I am alone. You consider me as, I'm alone and speak. I cannot meet you I cannot meet you alone. Just to set an example, how to deal with the material energy. Because these two forms, Prabhupada write in 7th canto, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu means this. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed, means enjoyment. So there's two shackles, most powerful weapons of material energy which will knock us down like anything. In third chapter, Krishna says about this Nitya Vairina. That this is Nitya Vairi, eternal enemies. These are not enemies for one person or two person, for everyone, and it is eternal enemy. How we deal with that? We You see the example of Bali, Indra. Wonderful example. He has both. Mahaprabhu was telling a few days back on Sunday that Indra has everything. Both the opulences. He has opulence, money means no comparison, and beauty also. He has beautiful damsels and he has money. But still, he is attracted to other person. And when Bali Maharaj won the universe and he was ruling, Indra was depressed and he was like dejected because he was out of his house hiding here and there. And then Vamadev comes and he gets all the kingdom. But who is the winner in this case? Is it clearly Bali Maharaj won the match? He became Mahajan, Krishna associating with him, eternally he gave his place. There Prabhupada writes in one of the purports in 8th canto that sometime Krishna takes away money and all the things just so that one person may not misutilize. Another instance, if Krishna sees that this person will not misutilize and he is a devotee like Dhruva, he will give all the opulences. And there, in that purport, wonderful statement Srila Prabhupada writes is the third case. Now, Prabhupada is saying first case, one who is not devotee, Krishna takes away all the opulences. One who is devotee, Krishna gives all the opulences for the benefit of that person. The third case Srila Prabhupada writes, but in some special cases, for pure devotees of Lord, Krishna takes away the opulences so that they can preach. Now, we know Prabhupada is talking about whom? Prabhupada being pure devotee, Krishna took away all the opulences so that Prabhupada went abroad and preached. So, anywhere we are dealing with this material energy, if we are guided under the bona fide parampara, then we will not be affected. A devotee may involve, especially here in our society, it's not that. Money is, people say, when we go out, some people say, why do you need donation? I called one of my relatives, I said, you know, Gita Dan is coming and you give donation. You are getting your son married, 15-20 lakh you are spending, you give some 25,000. Here I am ready to give. But why should I give to you? You people have so much money, more than anyone else can have. I said, yes. It's not that our money, we are utilizing everything in Krishna's service. And everything belongs to Krishna. And you come and see the devotees. What they are wearing. 350-400 rupees dhoti kurta full aajata hai. You will not see devotees have so much money, they collect so much, they are not wearing, you know, 10 gold rings in their hands or 20 gold chains in their neck. They are living as simple, eating dal rice. So this is required, proper says. We may deal with money. No problem. But ultimately nothing happens. Prabhupada gives the example of the even if he takes 100 rupees note and keeps in the pocket, he is gone. So for devotees, we are talking Krishna, that Lakshmi is Narayan's property. So for us also, we have to be very careful. If it is Narayan's property, Krishna's property, who am I to go and enjoy? One devotee asked Jananas Prabhu that, why Prabhuji, when I am chanting, I am not getting so many years, I am not getting the taste. I am not getting attached to the holy name. Jananas Prabhu said, it's very clear. For 22 hours, we are trying to enjoy energy of Krishna. And for 2 hours, we are praying to the same energy, give me mercy. How do you think mercy will come? If 22 hours we are engaged in enjoying the energy of Krishna, in the same form, Durga is also an external manifestation of Radharani. And for 2 hours we are praying to Srimati Radharani for mercy. And Prabhupada writes, one who enjoys Krishna's property is like a Ravana. and the destination is both. Result will be same for both. So just to conclude, you know, these two most powerful energies, manifestation of energies, money and opposite sex, very dangerous. But we can overcome just by following the authority, by taking guidance from the bona fide representative of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, who are very nicely guiding us. We can easily cross over these problems. And once these two are gone, we are free. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, any comment? It's 2-3 minutes are remaining. Okay. So, we'll just end here. Yes. Asking that if someone is okay, devotee is handling money of Krishna, but what about someone who's a householder who's working outside? How should he utilize money? Well, that is not Krishna's money. Actually, we went to take donation yesterday, someone, and I told him on the fair. I said, nothing is yours, everything is Krishna. You are giving to Krishna so that you can enjoy other things. Nothing belongs to us. And even if someone thinks, okay, this is my hard-earned money, we have the formula 50% charity. And if not 50%, whatever we earn, as we discussed, that there is some sin involved in that. So to purify, we have to give charity. And a devotee, if he's a householder, he may not necessarily give directly donation, but he can invite, Prabhupada says, you invite the neighbors and feed them prasadam. That is also charity. You take Bhagavad Gita and distribute to people. That is also charity. In whatever way he wants to spend money, he can. But what is the intention and what is the purpose of spending money? If he is just calling people, someone may call people and just feed them food, then it's just waste. But devotees, they will feed prasadam. So that itself is a preaching. So this money is again engaged into Krishna's service. This is one way we can think about that. Maybe you can add further. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.